Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 9. Hospitality. Hospitality. Peter regards this as a mark of the believer's progressive sanctification. And in the midst of many other things, by being clear-minded and self-controlled and so on, love each other deeply and so on, covering a multitude of sins, he comes to this in verse 9. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Not merely a social occasion, surely, but a gospel occasion, a spiritual occasion. I think this is a fair deduction. When we think about the letters these apostles wrote to these men and women, the letters these men and women heard and absorbed and digested and thought about, I don't think it's too big a stretch to say that when they met together in each other's homes, they discussed the things. Well, it was said this, did you remember that, and so on, and Peter said this, and so on. There was an openness, and I don't think it was just steak and chips that they were coming before. I think there was some spiritual conversation. Offer hospitality, generosity. It wasn't a place for gossip. It wasn't a place for arousing grumbling. It was real fellowship. But fellowship today means drinking a cup of coffee. No, no. Fellowship doesn't come out of a coffee, Tim. It comes out of spiritual communication. And I believe this is a picture of the building up of ecclesial life. I think this is part and parcel of it. It's not just going to meetings and sitting on pews and listening to a man deliver a monologue. It's not just formal meetings in a special place at a special time and so on, but it's the life in your home, along the street, while walking, sitting down, whatever. Show hospitality to one another, a mutuality, no grumbling. There's a one another here. There's a horizontal here. There's a mutuality here, which is the note I believe we should see in the churches of Christ. It's in the ecclesia. They're members one of another. And they live as members of one another. They feel for each other and they share with each other. They're not a selfish people, but a generous people. There's a horizontal aspect to this. Yes, there is a vertical toward God, of course. And there's an outward approach aspect out to the unbeliever to reach them with the gospel. But this mutual inward care, it seems so simple. Offer hospitality, a kindness, a generosity, a willingness to open the life as well as the home and the mind and the heart and to speak of things spiritual. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. Well, they must have met then. That's the book of Malachi. They must have met. They must have talked. And perhaps this is what the meal was for. Today, of course, it's become a bait to attract unbelievers. But here it's meant to be a place where believers are holding spiritual conversation and mutually building each other up. Offer hospitality to one another, fellow believers, without grumbling. Of course, there is an aspect of generosity to those who can't repay. Jesus is very clear about that. But I think here the emphasis is upon this mutuality of edification. Well, brothers and sisters, let us hope we can see a return to these kind of things. Too much is now just formal meeting, drinking of coffee and so on, and on with conversations about sport and the weather and all those kinds of other things. May God give us grace to return to the way the New Testament, the New Covenant, shows us the early believers began and carried on their life. May we begin to experience the same. Amen.